Brendan, you're in the orange pin, wearing the orange pin today. You can tell us about the significance of that.
Yeah, it's a really important game for our footy club. I think in terms of raising awareness for gender equality and the prevention of violence against women, and that's been on our agenda for a few years now, so hopefully this game just keeps that front of mind.
How challenging has the week been in terms of just not quite knowing exactly how selection would stack up with the AFL Appeals Board, with the Kurnos?
Yeah, you've got to do a few more what-ifs. That's just part of the process. We understand it. We respect it. Quite interestingly now, though, we've got Paddy Kerr on debut. As of this morning, even how the week's unfolded, Charlie hasn't pulled up from training very well, and he'll miss a week. So to Steve and Heather and Vivian, his grandmother, they're the Kerr family's Carlton through and through. So probably have a few more thousand people there this week.
Is it Charlie's ankle again? It hasn't come up?
No, Charlie's tight in the quad, tight and sore. Not a significant injury. We're pretty hopeful it's only a week, but he plays really dynamic footy, so we weren't prepared to take that risk.
Can you tell us a bit more about Paddy Kerr? I think he's been on the list for a little while.
Yeah, it's his second year. He's a young key forward, strong on the lead up, good overhead, good set shot at goal. So he's been working away really hard for the last year and a half, and Carlton's in his blood, it's in his family, and yeah, he was just buzzing this morning when I told him.
Look, he's going to be, I guess, a young looking forward line in that case with Harry and Paddy up there. Are you confident you're going to get the supply with Mark, having Mark back, which is big, but then hopefully take advantage of those chances when you get
there? Yeah, well, it's important we take advantage going forward, but geez, we're happy to have Mark Murphy back, our skipper. It just puts a different feel through the group. He organises in and around structure, and we know what a quality ball user is. So, yeah, if we can get the ball in his hands going forward, we should be able to execute.
You're confident the fact that he's had this time to get his foot right, that now he can sustain that and get games together?
Yeah, really hopeful. The game's one of the most challenging games to play in the world, so you're always at some risk of injury, but he's had a good training block and he's ready to go.
You fought out two close losses against the D's last season. Mm-hmm. Where do you think it's going to take you to go one better on Sunday?
Yeah, well, they've been really consistent over a number of games now. They're playing some good football, but you've got to win the ball in and around congestion and win the supply. They've got quality midfielders. I know Viney's back now. You know, Oliver, Gorn in the ruck. So that midfield battle, I think, is probably the most critical.
How do you keep the great feeling and that feel-good factor from last week going for as long as possible?
Well, I know people think that the great feeling only happens after a win. We've made sure that, and I'm being really repetitive here, that we're finding those little wins along the way. So we feel that we're growing. We got a bit of reward last week, but you've got to move on from that too and chase that feeling again. That's what I mentioned after the game. So right now the focus is on how to pull apart Melbourne.
And how are you going to do that?
Oh, there's various ways. I've spoken around the midfield contest as well, but you know, they can pierce you with ball in hand. They've got some terrific guys off half back, so we need to try and get as much delay on the ball as we can as well.
I know the Kurnow issue has been run and won, but we haven't heard necessarily your response to how it all played out in the end. Are you comfortable with the appeals process and the fact that Ed, you know, is so adamant that it was, you know, he didn't mean to do it, yet he's been found to be intentional?
Yeah, so yeah, Ed's a big loss for us. He's I think he's leading the competition for tackles, and I know he's really strong in character. So there was no malice in what he did, but we respect the role that we have as an AFL club and AFL players to respect umpires. So we also respect the process. So we're now focused on Melbourne and have moved on. Yeah.
That battle in the ruck between Cruiser and Maxi Gorn, that's a big one for tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's huge. And they've had some really good tussles. We know Gorn's the highest quality, but so is Cruiser. So that's one I think supporters can go to this game and watch really closely, because that's going to be a key part of this battle.
Hopefully just the 1 week for Charlie.
Yeah, it should be only 1 week. Really hopeful of that, yeah.